Daf is Daf Ayin Zayin. So we got a few lines down in the middle of a discussion here about the Asham and switching the Asham, and you weren't sure if the Asham was an Asham Mitzara or you weren't Chayv Asham Mitzara. So we made a whole Tanai of an Asham Nadava and Asham Mitzara. So the I missed, I should have done one more line. Let's finish it now. The Gemara says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. The Gemara says, V'ha Amar Rabbi Shimon, doesn't Rabbi Shimon hold Amos Navdin Shemim? So how could you make Rabbi Shimon as the author of this statement here? So he says, you make it tonight. If it's an Asham Mitzora, it's Asham Mitzora. If I'm not Chayv, let it be an Asham Nadava. Rabbi Shimon's sheet in general is that you cannot make a Nadava with an Asham, as an Amen Snavim Shemin. You can't make Shemin, the Luke Shemin, you can't make it into a Nadava. And so my answer is no, Tikuna Gavra Shine. In general, Rabbi Shimon says you cannot make a Shemin into a Nadava, but when you're stuck and it's to benefit the Gavra, so it doesn't remain Tameh forever, ever, that would be an exception where he would allow a Nadava on Shemin. So Gemara now says Yosef Rechume Kame de Ravina V'Yosef Kamar Mishmei de Rafuna Bar Tachlifa V'Neima Asham Zeye Asham Talit. So we have another option. How come when the guy was stuck, he wasn't sure if he was Chayv and Asham Mitzorah or not? He said, let it be either an Asham Mitzorah or an Asham Nadavah. There's another option. You could have said, let it be either an Asham Mitzorah or an Asham Talit. What's an Asham Talit? When a person is not sure if he violated an Avera. He ate a piece of fat. Wasn't sure if he ate Chaylev, which is an Asur, it's Mikares, or it's a regular Shuman, regular fat, which is permitted. So he brings an Asham Talit. If he finds out that he actually ate Chaylev, he has to go ahead and bring a Chatas. So how can you make an Asham Talit if you didn't violate any Suffolk Avera? So how could that even be a suggestion? So look at Rashi, last seven narrow lines. Asham ze yehe asham taloi. Lechaper al psak, or rather al safek avera. To mechaper and a safek avera, you weren't sure, should be other. And krebi eliezer, damar bekrisus, misnadiv adam asham taloi bechol yom. A person is allowed to dedicate an asham taloi every single day. She'ein lecha adam. There's no such person in the world who doesn't have a safek chait. We all do safek chaits all the time, averes all the time, and therefore we all owe and can be nisnadev a ashram talib. The halchi shaper train, it's better to make the back to our gemara now, to have an ashram mitzora or an ashram talib be the tenai. Why? Shizman echa lachilas ka ashamos. All ashamos have the same din as opposed to an ashram nadava, which has a different din of eating it, and Asham Nadava ends up being a Shalmim Nadava, really. It ends up being a Shlamim. So as opposed to doing Asham Mitzora versus Shlamim, Asham Mitzora versus an Asham Tali have the same dinim of Zmanim, and that would be a much better suggestion. So why didn't the Gemara suggest that? And so the Gemara concludes, Shmamina, we see from here, Man Tana de Palag led Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Who is the one who argues? Rabbi Eliezer, as Rashi quoted in the Gemara Krisis, he's the one who holds that a person may misnadev b'chol yom ashim tali, but he's only a das yachid. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, a misnadev ashim tali. So Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso cannot make that suggestion of ashim etzora versus ashim tali. He doesn't hold you can make a nadav on ashim tali. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon's only suggestion could be ashim etzora versus a nadava, which is going to be a shlamim. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Lei Torah, Emra, Vidivra, Michle V'Chalacha. Rashi says, first wide line down, Torah, Kilomer, Heichanu Torah Shel Adam Gadol Kimoscha. Your such an Adam Gadol is referring to, it seems that Ravina is responding here. Ravina made this suggestion. Rav Yerchuma says to him, this is, you're such a Gadol Gadol, and you're saying such a Torah? This doesn't make any sense. Why not? Says Rashi, Imre Bidichri Kam Michavlecha. You're switching these animals, a sheep and a ram. Keves ben shnaso michlef lecha ba'ayil ben shtei shanim. The carbon, the animal of an Asham Talay, is very different than that of an Asham Mitzora. Asham Mitzora is keves ben shnaso, who a one-year-old sheep. V'heyach yachal hu le'asnos ala ba'asham talay. How can you make a tenai on Asham Talay? Sheinu ba'ayil ayil ben shtei shanim. Comes from a two-year-old ram. Two different animals, two different ages. You can't use the same animal to say either it's an Asham Mitzora or the Asham Talay. And therefore, that possibility doesn't work even in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now here in Ayin Zayin, Evari Chatas Shenis Arvu Bevari Ola. What happens is you have all the limbs of the Chatas, all the limbs of the Ola mixed together. So what's the difference between them? The difference is an Ola is supposed to, the Evarim is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, Kulo Kalil, but the Evarim and the Chatas are eaten by the Kohanim. So what do you do? You can't tell the difference which ones are from a Chatas, which ones are from an Ola. So it says in Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, Omer Yitain Lamala, you put everything on the mala, all the Ivarim on the mala, even though you're including some of the Ivarei Chatas. V'ro ani es basar chatas milamala kilo hein etzim. Because he holds that you could be put on the Mizbech and view them as being etzim. So let me just explain what's going on. What we saw the other day, coming up several places times in Shas, that chatas, Ivarei Chatas, are meant to be eaten by the Kohanim, like Ezra. He needs to eat them. Which means anything that shouldn't be going on the Mizbech, it's usher to put on the Mizbech. You can't put them on the Mizbech. So that's what we saw that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, you can't put it on the Mizbech l'shem reach nichawach, but you can put it on l'shem l'shem etzim. So you take all the Evarim and say, if it's an Ola, let it be a Kim of Ola. And if it's a Chatas, let it be l'shem etzim. And then you fulfilled, that's how you get around the problem. And that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But then it comes along now, the Chachamim say, Omrim Tu'ubar Tsurasan V'yatza L'beis HaSreifa. What is Tu'ubar Tsurasan? The Gemara uses this term a number of times. So Rashi explains here, Rashi doesn't say anything here, but what it means is you leave it out overnight. Rashi, Tu'ubar Tsurasan means that you should let it sit overnight, it becomes Nosar, and then once it becomes Nosar, then you burn it. Meaning, don't put it on the Mizbech, because there's a chance you're taking a Ve'er Chatas, which is a violation. Better leave it out overnight, let it become Nosar, and then Nosar, there's a din of burning it. So there's a subtle machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam about the definition of Tubar Tsurasan. Literally, the word Tubar Tsurasan means a Tsura, the image changes. So Rambam says what it means is, because overnight, it just changes, it becomes bad. You know, meat left out overnight is going to turn brown and smelly, and it's going to be Tubar Tsurasan, the Tsura is going to change. Rashi says, no, it's about leaving it as Nosar. Regardless of whether it changes or doesn't change, let's say you were leaving it in a freezer. So according to the Rambam, it would seem that it won't be a problem. That will not be a fulfillment of Tubar Tsurasan, because it's not going to lose its image. But Rashi, well, is left out overnight and becomes Nosar. Well, Rambam would seemingly agree if it's left out overnight, it still becomes Nosar. I don't know what the nafka mina would be, but at least you see conceptually the difference is Rashi says left out overnight, and the Rambam says it's a din of it changing. Maybe it could be for the Rambam, let's say you leave it out only a couple hours, and it already changes its tsura, but before Nosar kicks in. So for the Rama, maybe at that point you could already burn it, but Rashi, you have to wait until the morning, until the din of Nosar kicks in. Okay.
What's the difference between the tsura of making, of being oiled as the Shem Eitzim or the Shem Nosar? In other words...
But Nosar is a safer thing. You don't violate an Isser of... Well, you do, but you can fix it. It's a lavanitek lase.
Right.
As opposed to... Right. Right. But I guess the other way would be you could still make a Tanai for Rabbi Elazar. You make a Tanai that if it's only Chatas, it's going to be L'shem Eitzim, you haven't violated any Isurim. So we're going to see in the Gemara that Chacham don't hold of that concept. You can't put, it doesn't work. You can't make a Chatas into Eitzim.
Right.
So that's not even an option for him. And therefore you have to go the Lavani Tiklase of the Nosar, right, and then burn it the next morning. The Gemara now says, my time is the Rabbi Elazar. Why does he say put everything on the Mizbeach and make a Tanai? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ve'al Mizbeach lo yalu. The Reach Nichalach. You shouldn't put it on the Mizbeach for Reach Nichalach. You shouldn't put it on the Reach Nichalach. Yatamala va'atamala l'shem etzim. So something that shouldn't be going on. Such if the pasuk is not talking about a chatas, but let's just plug it in. A chatas which is not meant to go on the Mizbeach. Lo yalu l'Reach Nichalach. You can't put it l'shem Reach Nichalach for the shame of the carbon, but you can do it l'shem etzim as a to fuel the fire. That would be permitted, and that's the diak that Rabbi Eliezer makes based on the pasuk. Rabbanan respond back and say, no, Mi'it Rachmana Osam. It says Osam who di'ata ma'iatamala val'atamala l'shem etzim aval mi'da'achrini lo. So you need to understand the context here. The pasuk says, Karban reishis takrivu Osam l'ashem vel mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nechach. Osam, what's Osam? So Rashi tells us the context here is a sor v'dvash. There's an iser to put sor dvash, to put bread and honey onto the Mizbeach. So it says you can't put it on the Mizbeach for Reach Nichawach, but you could put Tzor Dvash on the Mizbeach for Lushim Eitzim. So Rambam, the Rabbanan say that only applies to, is only a heter for Tzor Udvash. But everything else, all other items that are not mentioned in this pasuk, it's also even Lushim Eitzim, meaning you cannot take a Vari Chatas and put it Lushim Eitzim. So that's machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim again, whether the heter of Lushim Eitzim applies only to Tzor Dvash, that's Shitas Chachamim, or it applies to all other items as well, which is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with the word Osam? Osam is limiting. So Rabbi Eliezer, Osam who the Rabbi Lecha Kevesh Kimizbeach, Aval Midi Achrini Lo. So it's coming to tell us Kevesh Kimizbeach. What does that refer to? So if you look at Rashi, around 8 lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Eliezer, Lahachik Siv Osam, Lemute, Asor Bedvash. Meaning what? To exclude honey and sor. Lemute Shiraim, Meazharas El Mizbeach Lo Yalu. You can't put a sor Dvash on the Mizbeach. We also have we include in that iser, just like you can't put Seor Dvash on the Mizbeach itself, you can't put it on the Kevesh too. So the word Osam says that iser only applies to Seor Dvash, but other items may be placed on the Kevesh. That's allowed. That's what he does with the word Osam, and has nothing to do at all with Reach Nichoach at all. Reach Nichoach Yeta Mal Reach Nichoach Aval Shem Eichem is Mutter, applies to all items, but the Isser on the Kevesh only applies to Osam, to Sor Dvash, but Shar Dvarim, there is no Isser to put it on the Kevesh. Rabban respond back and say, Tarti Shmamina, we learned two drushas from this pasuk. Rashi explains 5 lines up from the bottom, the two drushas. Rabbanan tarti shma'ina minay. The mi'uta de osam akol ma'idich sibaha de krakai. The word osam is referring to everything mentioned in the pasuk. Meaning what? Ki heichi de mimayit shirayim mi'isura de riboy de kevesh kimizbeach. Just like the shirayim, just like shirayim of a karban, is not included in the iser on the ramp. Only the sor dvash can't go on the ramp. Osam, but other things may go on the ramp, just like the Isser doesn't apply to Shiraim by other Karbanos. So too, Mimailu Nami Mehetera de Halal L'Shem Eitim. So too, the Heter, that you can use the Sor Dvash as Eitim is permitted, that Heter does not apply. Osam excludes all other items, so therefore the Rabbanan say Evar Chatas cannot ever be used as L'Shem Eitim. Now, this is an interesting Raya. The Shagas Ari brings from this Mishnah, this discussion from Machlokas Ramam Ravid. The Machlokas Ramam Ravid is about Big Day Kuna. We know the Kohanim wear the Big Day Kuna when they do the Avoda. What about when they're not doing the Avoda, but they're in the Beis HaMikdash? Are they allowed to wear it? The Ramam holds they have to take it off right away. The moment they're done, even if they're in the Beis HaMikdash, they need to change their clothing. Ravid says as long as they're in the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to wear the clothing even though they're not doing an Avoda. So what happens here is they're putting these Evar Chatas as the Eitzim, L'Shem Eitzim. Now, they're making a Tanai. If what I'm putting on is a Ola, it's my mitzvah of Ola. If it's a mitzvah, it's a really a chatas, it's going to be L'Shem Eitim. Now, the problem is, L'Shem Eitim is not considered an Avoda. So now, should you be wearing Big Day Kuna or not? So if you're, you know, it's the mitzvah derived, it's fine. Because whether it's for the Ola, which is an Avoda, or L'Shem Eitim, which isn't, you're allowed to wear Big Day Kuna in the base of Migdash. But for the Rambam, you cannot wear Big Day Kuna for a non-Avoda.
Even if it's the Ola is still being finalized?
Well, the Ola, but if it's an Eveir Chadas, so that's they quote a Sefer that has since it's a Suffolk, it gets around the Rambam's problem. That's, but that first glance, the Shagazari brings this as a Raya that against the Rambam, that you are allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna even when you're not doing an Avoda. Now, I thought that there is a discussion in light of Binyan Tzarim coming up, that when the Kohanim, the different families were dedicated, the Eitzim, the Gemara Tanya says, to the base of Migdash. And with the day they would dedicate that those Eitzim, it was considered a yomtiv for them. Right. Whenever a person's makriv something, it's considered a yomtiv. So there is, again, I don't know enough about the kachim, but there seems to be some reason to assume that even L'Shem Eitzim might be some level of a hakrava, an avoda. And maybe even the Rambam would think, in general, if you're going L'Shem Eitzim, maybe you'd be allowed to wear Big Day Kuna, but again, I can't really make that statement with certainty, because I'm sure there's a lot more to look into.
Chatas is not makriv, the achila. In other words, here you have no achila, technically.
The way it works with the chatas is that the kohanim, when they eat it, the Gemara says the baal gets kapara.
Right.
So the Gemara in Pesachim says, but if let's say they lose the evarim or becomes tameh and they can't eat it, so then they still get kapara. Uh-huh. So this would be a case of a safek or b'dievet, have no choice, so they would still achieve their kapara even though the kohanim can't eat the evarim because they're going on to the mizbeach.
Right.
Okay, the Gemara now says, last 8 lines of the Amud here, Masnisin delo ki hai tana. Our mission is not like the following tana. So remember, our mission said the machlok is when Eivari Chatas is mixed together with Eivari Ola. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you put everything on the Mizbeach, and Chacham says, no, you let everything sit out overnight. So this tana argues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda understands the machlok differently. Lo nechlaku Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim al Eivari Chatas shinis arvu be'Eivari Ola. That's our Mishnah, sheyikru. Meaning everyone agrees you are makrivit. Even Chachamim agree you'd be makriv the case. So that's where it's a machlokes with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah thought they argued in that case. Rabbi Yehuda thinks they agree in that case. Okay, so that's how we see they're different. Now the Gemara goes on to quote the rest of the Braisa. And when it comes to roveya v'nirva shelo yikru, when it comes to an animal that was roveya or was nirva, so then that would not be makriv. That everyone agrees to. Al mal nechleku, when though do they argue? Al evari ola timima shes arva be'evari bailas mum. When they're both the same carbon, but one's tamim and one has a bal mum, that's when they argue. Shirabi Eliezer omer yikru, you can be makrivit even though there's a bal mum there. The roa ani lamalaki lahein etim, and whatever it's about mum, I'll just view as being fire, firewood. And chachamim omrim lo yikru, he says, no, since there's a chashash that there's about mum here, you shouldn't be makriv. Now, even though chachamim said if it was chata as an ola, you can be makriv everything according to this brisa, when it comes to about mum being mixed together, he says that's too much, he doesn't let you be makriv. So that's the brisa, and we see clearly how it argues on our Mishnah. So now the Gemara wants to understand this brisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Maishna Roveh v'Nirva de lo chazu, Bailas mum nami lo chazu. How come Rabbi Eliezer agreed that Roveh v'Nirva, he says it shouldn't be makrif, but when it came to a baal mum being mixed together, he agreed, he said that it can be. They're both lo chazi, both, neither one is chazi, so you should have the same din. Meaning, just like you say Roveh v'Nirva lo yikruvu, you should say baal mum also lo yikruvu. What's the difference between Roveh v'Nirva versus Bailas mum? So the Gemara ends is going on to Amud Beis now, that Amar of Huna bidukin shiba'ayin, which we said were cataracts, there's some cataracts on the eyes of the animal. The aliba the Rebbe Akiva the Amar imalu lo yerdu. Dukin shiba'ayin is a much lesser form of a baal mum, and even though lichachila one shouldn't be makiv an animal with a cataract on it, if one does put it on the mizbeach imalu lo yerdu, we say not to take it down. So that's the baal mum we're referring to. So revev and nirva is something that we don't accept according to Rebbe Elazar, but dukin shiba'ayin we would accept. We would even allow l'chachila, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if it's mixed together with other animals that are tamim. But if it's a real baal mum, like an animal missing a limb, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you wouldn't be makrivit. This is specific to bedukin shiba'ayim. Gemara says, wait a second here. Eima damar Rabbi Kiva di avad, but l'chachila mi amar? Rabbi Kiva only has a heter if you happen to put an animal onto the mizbeach that has dukin shiba'ayim, so then you leave it there, imalu lo yerdu. But to say l'chachila, to put an animal with the baal mum like this on the mizbeach, that he wouldn't say. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Rapapa, Hacha b'mayaskinan, what's the case here? Kigon she'alu agave kevesh. The situation is where you place this animal on the kevesh, on the ramp. Rashi explains two lines down, Kigon she'alu al ha-kevesh, v'cheven dili Rabbi Kiva lo yardu min ha-mizbeach, since if it were to go on the mizbeach, Rabbi Kiva would be makel to let it stay there. Hani malin lichachila mikavish the mizbeach. So now this is like somewhere in the middle. If I'm holding the dukin shiba iron animal here on the ground, the ritzbah or the kohen, I'm just holding it. Rabbi Kiva says, don't put it on the mizbeach. Not lichachila. If you put it on the mizbeach, then b'diavad leave it there. So the chiddush here is, if you put it onto the ramp, lichachila, then you can move it up to the mizbeach. That's what's going on here. So now the guy is out on the ramp, and there's mixed together a baal mum with a dukin shiba'ayin with other avarim that are from tamim animals. Once you're on the ramp, we say just go, continue, walk up the ramp, and be makrivit even lichachila. The Gemara says then, yihachi afilu be'nayu.
Yeah. Shem eitzim.
The shum eitzim, exactly, shum eitzim. So then the Gemara says, yihachi, that's the case, afilu be'nayu. So if that's the situation, so even if it didn't get mixed together, Rabbi Kiva would allow you, once it's on the ramp, Rabbi Kiva would allow you to be makrivit even lichatchila. So why are you saying only in a case when it's mixed together, it would even be lichatchila on the ramp?
By itself.
By itself, exactly, by Nayo. So Ela Taimad Rabbi Eliezer, what's his reasoning? So we're backing from what we said before. The real reason of Rabbi Eliezer is because Mit Rachmana Mum Bam Hudula Yiratze Ha Aide Tarobes Yiratze. When it comes to a baal mum. So granted, when it comes to Ruvei v'Nirva, Rabbi Eliezer says if there's a mixture and there's Ruvei v'Nirva there, you don't bring it on the mizbeach. But when there's a baal mum, there's a special Gzeres HaKasef that again says mum bum hu delo yiratze. If there's a mum, if it's standing alone, a baal mum, even dukum shibet ayin, you don't put on. But the implication is that's only if it's by itself. But ha aide tarovis, if it's in a mixture, then the implication would be yeratzu. You can be makir of the animals, even though there's a baal mum that's there mixed together. Gemara then says, I imagine not. That would be aim vatlin is the chachila. I imagine that. Right, yeah. I don't think so. I haven't seen where kachim are different. Right now, we seem to, this whole parak was about rov and bittel, and all the lachas seem to be aligned with the regular dinam of bittel. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer mibam bahem. So Rabbi Elazar responds back, Mibam Mibhem, he learns two dinim here, that even by itself, I skipped a line here. Rabbanan say back, Mum Bam Hudula Iratsu, Ha Avar Mumam Iratsu. Rabbanan say no. What the diak is, when there's the mum on the animal, you can't be makarv it. But if the mum isn't over, it passes, he has something that ends up not missing a limb, obviously that's a mum that doesn't over. But not a mum over, the cataract, let's say, which I guess certainly doctors can remove, but maybe it could happen naturally, I don't know. But if it's a mum over, it's only while the mum is there. But if it goes away, Rabbanan say you're allowed to be makarv it. It would be yerat. So we don't say it's a nidcha forever. No, if it loses the mum over, you could put it on the mizbech. That's the diak to be made, and there is no diak about taruves according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer responds back and says mibam bahem. It could have said mibam. It says the word bahem, and therefore where's the pause here? It says bahem and bum. It says two words here, so we have two different drushes according to Rabbi Eliezer. One telling me that mum overs are permitted, the mum passes, you're allowed to bring the animal, and the second one is ayde tarovas, you're also allowed to be makrive animal that's a baal mum. Then the Gemara says Rabbanan bum bahem lo darshin. They don't darshin this word. So ihachi, that's the case. Roa harachmana achshere. So when Rabbi Eliezer said that when it came to the mixture of the baal mum, he says if there's a mixture of a baal mum, you could be makar of the animal because roa ani lamala, I could see. I mean, you have to view the animals as being makar of l'shemetzim. The Gemara says roa. That sounds like it's a din that's up to our perspective. But it's nothing to do with roa ani that I think that it's his shita. It's a din deraisa. The Torah is telling us that achmana achshere. It's a gzeris hakas. It's nothing to do with his personal opinion. So the Gemara says, "Lidivrem kamar lehu." He's saying, according to the words of the Chachamim, "Lididi," says Rabbi Eliezer, "in my world, Rachman Achshrei, that the Torah says, mum bam hu de liyatso, ay de teroves yiratso." That, I think, is a din deraisa, you could be makriv for the animal, lichatchila. But according to you, "Lididchu," you reject my gzeres hakasiv, "Odali," you should at least admit to me, "Miha, basar balis mum ke'etim dami," you should at least be able to be makar it, roa on it, to view it as being l'shem etim, "Midi dehava abar sechat." It's just like you agree in a case where that brisa again, where the beginning of the brisa, evari chatas, where the evari ola are mixed together, even chachamim agree, you're allowed to be makar it l'shem etim, so by baal mum, mixed together also, you should agree that should be l'shem etim. And Rabban say, Hacha Mi'ise, Hasan Lo Mi'ise. It's different. When it comes to Ba'amumma is something that's very disgusting, that the Mizbeach doesn't tolerate, so I won't allow you to be Roa L'shem Eitzim. When it comes to Evari Chatas, Evari Ola, that's not something that's considered disgusting. There might be an Isser to be Makriv Evari Chatas, but that's not something that's Mos, and therefore he would allow you to view the Evari Chatas L'shem Eitzim, but the Ba'amum, he won't allow you to view it as L'shem Eitzim. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now. Evarim be'evarim bali mumim. You now have a bunch of limbs. Some limbs are that of a tumim, and the others, you have some limbs of bal mum. So what do you do with this mixture? You can't tell which is which. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im kariv rosh echamim yikvu kol haroshin. If let's say he wasn't supposed to, l'chachila we'd say don't do a thing, you should let them all sit out and burn them, go to the beis hasreifa. But let's say the kari made a mistake, and he was makriv the rosh, one head. The law is, you could assume, Rashi says you could be talina, we saw this already in the Gemara, you could assume that which she was nikrav already was the iser, the baal mum, and all the other heads of the animals, you could be makriv l'chachila, assuming, and you can assume that they are kasher karbanos. Let's say you were karaim, you took the shel echamem, you were makriv the legs of one of them, you could assume that was the davar iser, and go ahead l'chachila yikravu kol hakaraim, and go ahead and bring the rest of the legs of the animals. Chachamim omrim, no. Afilu kiru kulam chutz me'achad me'an yata lebeis hasreifa. Let's say you're makriv, let's say you had 100 animals mixed together. 99 were kosher, one was a baal mum. So if you throw 99 in, according to Chachamim, you still have to assume the last one may be the davar iser. And certainly if you only makriv one of them, you can never lichachila be makriv because there's always a safek. We never hold up talina, and at least with this case, say the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, now we saw this quoted a few days ago, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar qualifies Rabbi Eliezer, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Hichshu Rabbi Eliezer El Shnaim Shnaim. It's only true if he was makriv really two heads initially, or two crime initially. If he's makriv one head at a time, then it won't work. So look at Rashi for the explanation. The explanation is not so clear. Perhaps the article is a little bit clearer for me, or for you to explain to me, but read Rashi what Rashi says. Rashi says, Ela Shnaim Shnaim. Only if the Kohen is makriv a pair of heads, can you then go ahead and makriv the rest of the heads. Zug Zug Yakrivam, you makriv them as pairs. De'ika lemeimar, migo da hai, lav disurahu, hai nami lav disurahu. Now I'm getting it. Okay. Hai nami lav disurahu. So you only have one. You have 100 animals. One of the 100 are bamum, only one. So now every time you bring two, you know for sure one is mutter. That has to be that way. One has to be mutter. So migo, da hai lav disurahu, hai nami lav disurahu. Once you assume one is, you can assume the other one's also not usr. Visur azalei ba'u the carved cold mishim dimlach, and the other one was already makrif some other point. Aval echad echad the lekamigo lo. So I think what's so that's what pshat is according to Rabbi Eliezer. So then the Gemara says meisiva Rabbi Yimir. Rabbi Yimir says, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. To say that you're bringing them in pairs doesn't align with the text of our Mishnah. Meisiva Rabbi Yimir, our Mishnah says chacham omrim afilu kirvu kulam. Even one of them sounds like you're not bringing them in pairs. You're bringing them in singles. So Amar lo Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says back. He answers his own question. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa. Different Rabbi Yirmiyah. Asvar lecha may echad zug echad. When it says one, it means one pair. You bring them in pairs. So Chacham say, if you're makiv all the pairs, you leave one pair back. Even in that case, you have to assume perhaps the Isser is there, and Chacham don't allow you to do this. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you, as long as you be makiv them in pairs, you could go ahead after you've already done one pair incorrectly. You could go ahead and do pairs moving forward. We'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.